Right, in this fairly brief section, because I had a look at this yesterday, but just to confirm some of the numbers, I want to have a quick look at employee taxation. Of course, a couple of things that immediately come out are in respect of company cars and fuel benefit. They're the ones that quite often get sort of headline-grabbing numbers. Now, the way it works, of course, for company cars is that there's an annual benefit, which is a percentage of the list price, with that percentage dependent upon the CO2 emissions. And from 2012, I think I said in the tax update series last year, there's been some changes. The minimum benefit is 5% for emissions of 75 grams per kilometre or less. So we've got a new number, we're starting at 5. And then for emissions over 75 and up to 99 grams per kilometre, the rate is 10%. And then we start to get the 1% increases for every 5 grams extra. So between 100 and 104, the rate's 11 and so on and so forth. But it is capped at a maximum charge of 35%. 35% of list price. And you remind yourself that last year, the list price, which was capped, is now no longer capped. So if you've got a really expensive car, that does mean, as an employer, you'll be paying a lot more benefit in kind tax. We still got the diesel supplement of 3% for all bands, as far as I can see. But again, that's capped at a maximum of £35. For vans, the £3,000 number has not changed. That's a single number. That's not linked to CO2. And that, remember, you only get where you have significant private use. And the distinction between significant and insignificant is something that we occasionally talk about when we get together. And I think I've spent a little bit of time on that in previous tax update series. I might just spend 30 seconds on it this year as well. Of course, if you've got electric cars, a little bit of greenwash here, the benefit charge is going to be nil, but only, oddly, until 2015. There's a bit more change in 2015. And remember, these are a bit like long-dated gilts. The government gives quite long notice periods. It's not for our benefit. It's for the motor trade's benefit so that they can produce sort of more responsive vehicles. Okay, so that's the bit on company cars. Fuel, the key number, of course, is the multiplier, and that's gone from 18,800 to 20,200. And if you've got a van, no change there as far as I can see. Fuel provided for a van that's got significant private use, £550. No change as far as I can see from last year.